You're listening to the oneofus.net podcast network.
Hey, Chris, what are you drinking there?
Oh, you never seen one of these before?
No, what is that?
Oh, man, this is a brewery in Austin, Circle Brewing. They're right near my house, right up on Breaker Road. They got their own brewery with a bunch of stuff. This is actually, you're gonna think I'm lying. This is, I think, the best American Hefeweizen I've ever had, Circle Brewer.
Get out.
It's made in America. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's high praise coming from you.
Well, take a sip of this thing. Try that.
All right, let me see.
No. That wasn't the Hefeweizen. That was the IPA.
Yeah, no, that was the fantastic.
The Ladybird. Yeah, that's good, too. Man, they make a lot of good beers. And like I said, you can come visit them at their tap room right down the street here from me on Breaker Lane. It's delicious stuff, and they actually became the sponsor for the website, oneofus.net.
Wow, good guys, and they live right down the street from here?
They certainly do, and you can even get their beer in convenience stores now.
Ah, convenience store. I'm going to just walk over to Circle.
Previously on the final days of Gotham.
Good for you, Justin, and I am so sorry that you missed this episode of Gotham. You had a tough decision to make, and it's fine that you made the wrong one. For me, this was weird because I realized how rarely Jim is shot.
Well, how often do you see One Punch Man get shot?
But I know what you're asking, Gotham listener. Yeah, those guys are fine ever, but what is Bruce and Selina doing? I care about Bruce and Selina.
No one's asked that.
And what they're doing. I love how he accuses Penguin first and then Barbara of, like, you really think I would kill the father of my child? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Still kind of, yeah.
I 100% do. In fact, I still do. In fact, you know what? You're under arrest.
For future crimes, you will.
I don't think Barbara gets to be as uppity as she is here. Like, do you think I would do that? Yeah.
No, stop asking that question. You ask that question every episode. Do you think I would be like that, Jim? Do you think I would do that, Jim? Do you think I'd kill these people, Jim? Yes. The answer is always yes.
So guys, I hear you've been talking a little bit behind my back since the last time I was on this show. What's that all about?
Justin, I told Travis and Alan to not do that. I had your back, my friend, but they just would not listen.
I mean, I would talk about you in front of your...
Complete assholes.
I mean, you have no proof of this.
They took away all the power I had.
Let me pull up this audio recording of the last show we did as proof. Let's see. Rewind back to this point of Nick starting to go on his rant.
Oh, come on. Why do you got to bring up old shit?
Come on, let's talk
pull
about that
receipts
new
like that.
Yeah.
It was 2 weeks ago. It feels like it's been forever since we recorded.
Yeah. No, so, hey, everybody. Yes, we are here again with this new episode. I don't know why they're doing this. For some reason, like, all the new episodes are spaced out like crazy for the last three ones. They really want to stretch out that runtime, you know?
Ever since they shorted up the episode order, I don't think they know how to, like, spread this shit out.
Well,
there was obviously a time... Gotham have no idea what they're doing? Yeah, okay. Big news.
Mostly, they had a time gap in the show, so, like, we need a time gap in real life to make it realistic.
Yeah, so we got this episode here, the third to last episode. I cannot believe I'm saying that. The episode I Am Bane. This is interesting because it's being directed by the guy who did the Scarface puppet episode, Kenneth Fink.
Oh,
no. Can we go a week without talking about
brilliance.
That episode?
No.
Brilliant episode.
One of the worst of not one of the worst, but like it's still one of the weirdest.
Oh,
dude,
so
next time, like when Game of Thrones finally wraps up, I'm like, okay, that was good and everything, and like the dragons were fine, but you know what?
Really needed a puppet.
It really needed a puppet.
Like, yeah, as it cuts to them strangling you, like what are you talking about?
The war between House Jakesian and House Tice is starting over the puppet.
No, are you saying you wouldn't watch Peter Dinklage fight a puppet?
Because yes,
I would.
No, actually,
look, yeah, I would too. But
I have a prediction because Alan's gonna love this. I have a prediction for an episode they should do next. Scarface, okay. Like we should have Poison Ivy teaming up with the son of Scarface to get revenge for him.
Son of Scarface.
Ooh. Why? Why would she ever join him?
I don't know. What?
He's a tree.
There's so many team-ups that happen in this show that make no sense whatsoever, so why not?
Okay, I'm sorry, but if the next episode is a
Poison
filler,
Ivy teams
I'm
up with Scarface because he used to be a tree?
Yep.
That's your pitch?
Oh my Gotham. God, that is so
you know,
stupid.
At first I thought that was ridiculous, but the more I think about it, like in the nanoseconds I thought about it and it came out of my mouth, I love it.
Yeah,
let's
right?
do it.
Oh, you described the Gotham writing process.
I love it that nothing seems to be shocking anymore on this show. Just anything could happen on this. Anything that we say could possibly happen.
Oh yeah.
I swear to God, if the next episode is a filler episode and it's the penultimate episode of this series is a filler episode, I'm losing my
mind. Oh, you know it's not. I mean, based on the way this episode ends, especially.
Do I know it's not?
Dude, the way this episode ends, based on also what we know about the stuff that's happening at the end of the show, there's no way the next episode's filler.
I don't, man, Alan
is such a downer on these. He's like the something of the podcast, like a negative, some sort of.
He's the Alan of this
thing.
Podcast.
Like,
yeah.
Some sort. Does it start with a B?
It starts with
the bitch of the podcast. He's the bitch of the podcast. That's what I was talking about.
I'll fight you right goddamn now.
Yep. So that's a great and convenient segue to start talking about what happened in this episode. Because
what were we talking about?
Something about, I don't know, trees and puppets. Anyways. So this starts off because, remember Walker, how we seem to have just forgotten about her for the last, I don't know, 3-4 episodes since the last time we talked about her?
Well, speaking of forgetting, did we forget to introduce ourselves again?
You introduced me, but if you want to leave it there. It's
you want, no, here, hold on. Let me try again.
Let's just cut the last 4 minutes out and restart.
Hey!
I love how Alan's like, hey, cut all the parts where they called me a bitch. We'll cut all that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. We'll start fresh.
We are great. We are great at this. And also, you know who's great? Me, Justin Zarian. There we go. Proper intro. And over here, we got Alan. How are you doing, my buddy?
I'm doing good. I am the bane of this podcast.
Sometimes you are, indeed.
I am the podcast reckoning.
I'm not doing that.
Man, and, you are no fun, Alan.
And over here, we got the god of the pod, as he's called in his podcast, Travis.
Hi, I'm still so glad that moniker stuck. Just so happy about that one.
Could be worse.
It could be. Because you could also be the man himself, Nick Tradamus, Edward Nygma himself, Nick Tice. How are you, man?
Oh my goodness, I was not doing so good, but then I watched an episode of Gotham just recently, and I am back on top of my game, my friends, because what is better than getting some ham? What is a better prescription? I got a fever, and the only prescription is getting ham.
It's more Gotham.
It's probably actually, there's probably some cream for that.
That came out more sexual than I am than at first when it was in my head.
Look for some cream for that one. It'll
yeah,
get cleaned
yeah,
up.
That didn't, yeah, it came out different.
Also, here's a straitjacket to keep you
calm. I chew through those like you wouldn't believe.
Alan, are you a orderly at Gotham? the Arkham Asylum?
Which means I'm probably going to get shot at some point.
Alan, why is there this gimp mask in your room?
It's for calendar
mask. Okay, we got to talk about something at this point. Come on, guys.
No, we're
fine.
There's
a lot to talk about. This is a dense ass.
Justin, I declare that you now that you are back, we will get nothing accomplished on this podcast.
I am sure.
That is my credo.
I believe it. But so this episode.
Also, good to have you back, buddy.
Oh, yes.
And congratulations for being, because everyone else, Justin, he's a married man now.
Yay.
Everyone, yay. First Godham episode where Justin is married.
Yep, and that was very weird watching that. That was very weird watching that episode where they actually show Jim and Lee get married.
Our very own Gordon and Lee pairing together. Just so beautiful. It's great.
I know.
Now, Justin, we have to ask. Did you knock up another lady and call her Barbara?
No, I have no other baby mama to deal with here, so.
Are you going to name your child Barbara?
Jeez. Anyway, let's actually start, please. Okay, so where we started the episode is because we bring back to Walker because we haven't seen her in 3 episodes. And yeah, so it's like, oh, by the way, I've always been here. And you know what? We're going to help revive Eduardo, because somehow he managed to survive getting impaled through the center of the chest with a rebar pole, you know, just because. And because everything in the show happens because of Hugo Strange, they bring him to Hugo Strange's lab, and they start injecting him with, I don't know, green stuff? Venom? Question mark?
Yeah, whatever the fuck. Sure. the seed that Poison Ivy made, she just liquefied it at this point.
I mean,
it's actually weapons-grade crystal meth.
Yes!
It's great, Chris.
Oh, you know that's a thing, right, Alan?
What?
That's a thing in comics.
In Batman, RIP, that was the stupidest thing you should do, is where they inject Bruce Wayne with weapons-grade crystal meth. That's what it says on the thing.
It's not a thing. What the fuck does that mean?
It's stupid. It's just a thing,
Travis,
that exists.
Can I ask you a question real quick?
Yeah.
What weapon runs on crystal meth?
That's not what weapons grade crystal meth means. It means it's designed to kill people, but that's a drug. That doesn't
Drugs are already designed to kill people in some capacity. I'm just saying.
Not really. Wait,
does that make it a super designer drug?
The weapons grade crystal meth? Yeah, it's right near the weapons grade plutonium. What are we talking about?
Yeah, that just means it's refined plutonium ready for an explosion. So what the fuck does...
What does Graham Morrison think he's a wizard? Oh, he thinks he's a wizard.
Yeah, she does.
Okay.
Oh, it's Graham Morrison. He should have just led with that.
Yeah.
That's fair, actually.
I would be... I'm amazed that someone like Graham Morrison hasn't tried to write for Gotham. So I'm just saying.
They wouldn't let him.
I love how Gotham is like, we have standards. You know,
we're not sure what they are, but it's not that.
But it's not weapons-grade crystal meth. We don't have that on the show.
Our standards are one step above Batman RIP.
Now I'm just thinking of Grant Morrison on the Fox Studios banging on the outside, just like, no, come on, guys, come on.
I got some great ideas for like alternate universes and crazy drug trips and that kind of stuff. It'll be awesome.
What if Scarface was made out of weapons grade cedar wood? Get out of here, Grant. We already told you.
Get the spray.
This is the best podcast we've ever recorded.
We're 10 minutes into this. We still haven't even talked about the show yet.
Yeah, so, okay, there we go. Walker injects Bane with crazy green goop that's supposedly venom, and he's like, "Rawr!" And then we cut right back to, I don't know, I guess it's like months later? Again, these time jumps are going crazy now, where Barbara's like kind of barely showing with her pregnant bump before, and now she's like pretty much almost due at this point in the beginning.
Yeah, that threw me the hell off. I was like, I thought it's only been a month since the last episode. Well, they used to, but apparently it's been like 6.
They used to track it with how many days of Gotham we were, like, how many days after the incident it was, but I think we stopped doing that, so now I have no idea how long it's been.
Let's just assume it's almost over. I think that's, again, this is what throws me off. I really feel like they had more episodes at the start and then just kept going. Like, I don't think they knew they were getting canceled when they first started, because this is so inconsistent.
Yeah, but so that's going on, and apparently now it's reunification day because they've reduced the toxicity in the river by the under the threshold the government set for them. They seem to have rebuilt the bridges. When and how?
No, that's the plan they're working on now. They got them over in, but they're going to start rebuilding.
Okay, just the way that Gordon and Harvey said that, it sounded like they said they already had completed the bridges. And I'm just like, wait a minute. Please explain. Anyway, so that happens, and they bring in this, you know, generic military commander over to come and visit them, which I swear I know that actor, but I can't tell if I've actually ever seen him in anything before.
Yeah, no,
okay.
Have you ever watched
Prison Break?
Scarface?
No, it's not Scarface.
He does actually have a scar on his face, so there we go.
Oh, God.
He's one of the big bads from Prison Break, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, because then he's also in The Bourne Supremacy. He was one of the characters there, so.
Oh, seriously? Okay. Someone remembers The Bourne Supremacy?
I just looked it up. That's the only reason I know. But anyway, so he comes up just like, all right, son, good job. You got this all fixed up and we're going to save Gotham. Blah, blah, blah. You know, kind of stuff like that.
and within nanoseconds, who's saying that alarm's ringing?
Yeah, almost immediately after, like, okay, we just got to have our guys test it because we don't trust your guys test the water. And then somebody throws a smoke grenade or a bunch of smoke grenades in and a giant truck comes in and they start attacking everybody because... Yep. Gotham. Just a Tuesday on Gotham.
They were actually they were too close to the police precinct, so by via vicinity, they were attacked.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So,
yeah, they were right outside of it.
I mean, what? They just dealt with a Zaz shootout.
Everyone into the police police station. That place is impregnated. Oh, we're all screwed.
That's already been taken over.
The police precinct in Gotham is literally a PvP enabled zone. Like...
Yes.
The Dark Zone in Division.
So somehow that all leads to Bane being introduced properly, because, okay, I'm assuming, again, this miracle drug that Strange has just does anything or whatever. It's like, okay, super strength, super powers, whatever. It'll just, you know, powers come random kind of thing. But I will say the costume looks better than what they originally teased before for this one.
No, I like it, actually.
Yeah.
It looks good, except for the face, but man, when he comes out, like freaking Darth Vader at the end of Rogue One.
That's totally what I thought the whole time.
Like, destroying people? I'm like, good, man.
I was like, his entrance was pretty badass. I was like, he comes out, he's got the voice modulator or whatever, like, what have you done with those plans? Oh, wait, sorry. My bad. Okay. You should enter Valhalla, shiny and chrome. Shit, nope, okay, hold on.
It's funny, because he sounded more like Tom Hardy's Bane when he was first introduced in that one episode, and now he sounds full Darth Vader in this episode.
Right. No, they managed to change up his personality, but yeah, like, he just comes in and his personality is completely fucking different, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Just walk away. You can keep your lives. Just walk away. Okay, this thing is not gonna work.
Who put on random?
Yeah, so he just, you know, kills off a bunch of red shirts just because he can. And then they, you know, instead of killing Jim Gordon and Bruce and all those people, they kidnap them and the military general and bring them to their hideout wherever the heck it is. So, hey, it's just, again, just another episode of Gotham where all the major characters get stunned and kidnapped. It's just...
Yeah.
Yes, as we meet up with the fucking best character of this entire episode, Walker just comes in and says, "No, no, 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 this is my episode."
Yeah, so that's going on there. I mean, I don't know if I want to cut over to her just yet or the other random subplots that, like, thankfully at least all the subplots of this episode are converging because they don't have time to do any separate storylines anymore.
I mean, we could bring up what basically happens to lead up to the second one. Like, we could bring up the submarine subplot.
Oh,
it's really quick.
Yeah, so there's also that going on meanwhile because Edward and Penguin somehow have completed this really ridiculous submarine that looks like it only fit, like, maybe one person standing down or laying down.
Yeah, I don't know what convenience store, like, the nickel ride that fucking stuff is, but...
Look, they only had enough time for a woman to, you know, fully give birth to a child to make a submarine. They only had, like, 9 months, guys.
I still want to point out what, like, is Barbara really serious about wanting to bring a baby onto a submarine? Those things are dangerous for adults. You want to bring a baby, and plus, you were pregnant, and you want to jump into a pressurized
normally vehicle. I would agree with you, Alan, but the other option is to stay in Gotham. And honestly, I'd pick anything else.
Yeah, that's fair.
It's Barbara. She's been doing a pretty decent job of staying alive in Gotham.
Yep.
Well, we haven't seen her pregnancy accuracy skills with pistols yet, so I'll grant you that.
Did you forget the fucking... I can't wait till we talk about that. Pregnant accuracy.
Oh, yeah. No, that scene was amazing. But yeah, so that all happens. They're like, okay, it's time to go. And right before that's about to happen, Barbara goes into labor. Because, you know, timing. Yay. Mm-hmm. Yep, so that all happens. She's like, oh, I'm going to go. And you better be waiting for me. And the instant that she leaves, they're just like, let's ditch her. Because Gotham, once again.
I love how they weren't even, like, hiding, because Penguin was just so happy. She said, oh, you're pregnant. Go, go. Yeah. Just go on.
Unless you want me to drive you in your delicate state.
Yeah, so that was great. Because then later...
Oh, you want to fuck off? Yeah, let's go.
And I love it later where they're just like, okay, we're going to go. Goodbye, Gotham. So long, farewell. I wish I could say that it was good knowing you, but it wasn't. And it was like, yeah, we're not leaving. Sorry.
I love how he says, the place of my birth. I expect to say, also my death, I think twice.
Yep. So apparently Barbara, unbeknownst to them, had stolen some complicated name to a part that
somehow.
Yeah, I don't know where that happened. I'm assuming it's from the invisible assassins that seem to be surrounding her, I guess. I have to assume because...
Sure.
Yeah, so that all happens. And then meanwhile, Alfred and Selina are looking in for new floor plans for the Wayne Manor, which it's funny because they talk about getting the old plans exactly as they're made. And I was assuming Selina was like, wait, you want to build the old floor plans? Yeah, why? That'd be, you know, nice. It's like, I don't know, maybe install some bars on the windows and maybe some like security measures.
Fucking security.
And that immediately gets forgotten over the rest of the episode.
I know, yeah. They bring it up once, they're just like, now, nah, whatever.
Because... I literally had it written down as plotline number 3 and then deleted it.
Well, because immediately afterwards, because, you know, then also Alfred's the whole, like, oh, well, I feel like this is my last major thing I can do for Master Wayne, and then I'll just stand guard, as I usually do. It's like, I wonder if something's going to happen to Alfred this episode.
Red flag.
I mean, the last time someone said
Bane's
this
sitting
Jim
around
Gordon.
Just like, I'm breaking somebody's back this episode. Like,
I don't know who it is, but we're getting someone's back broken.
That's the thing that I do, and there's no Batman to do it to, so someone's getting it.
And I'm not going to break the back of an 18-year-old, so...
Selina got hers already.
We already did. Barbara got shot. Oh, not Barbara. Selina got shot.
Oh, yeah. Well, she got shot, so I don't know. But anyway, so that all happens, and then finally, where we get back to what you were talking about, Alan, we have Gordon and the General and Bruce held up in the same room, and Bane and Walker are there, ready to torment them, and they're just like, oh, you don't know why I'm doing this, do you? It's not because of any of this stuff. It's because of him. And of course, it's always about Bruce.
It's always about Bruce. Mm-hmm.
This was incredibly dope, because again, you have Bruce basically brought in as Bane is basically just turning Gordon into a fucking punching bag. And you have Walker actually, like, being somewhat relevant in this episode. of just right up into his face, uncomfortably going, you know why I'm doing this, right? Give me a name. And
see, that's the funny thing. When I saw that happening, I'm just like, how many arch enemies has Bruce established even up to this point? I'm just like, I don't know. I could name anybody who wants to kill me up to this
Dude,
point.
Dude, I literally had the Charlie Day, like, crazy wall. Like, I don't fucking know. I thought she was talking about, like, a bunch of other fucking people.
I'm shocked that you guys are talking about this because, one, I hated this part of the episode.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
Of course. It wasn't a puppet saying.
Two, I saw it coming. I saw it coming right away. When she comes up, she says, like, say the name, say the name.
Like, as soon as she's like, I'm a relevant character. Oh.
I'm like, if she's fucking Talia al Ghul and we're doing Dark Knight Rises again, this is going to be fucking shit.
Hey, it could have easily been Jeremiah's mom, which was what my interpretation, I guess, was.
No, Jeremiah's mom's already dead.
Yeah, we already established.
I forgot. Again, yeah, but we're also in Gotham. They probably brought her back to some stupid bullshit.
Yeah, no. One, yeah, I'm actually kind of in between you guys where, I mean, I still enjoyed that part, but I'm like, yeah, no, the instant that she said, you know, I want a name, I'm just like, somebody with a mysterious past working with Bane. I think I saw a movie about this once.
Yeah, no, after that, everything does follow the No Man's Land, basically the Dark Knight Rises movie plot. But leading up to it, I'm like, you're selling this, and then when they give the actual, like, name of, it's different because the Al Ghul family is, I don't even know where to start with that shit. But basically, she comes out as Nyssa, which is a different daughter to Talia al Ghul, because I don't think they ever brought up Talia al Ghul.
Well, I guess they're trying to hold that off. Like, well, technically, Bruce and Talia have a kid later on, so we don't want to do anything that gets her killed off too early in the show, kind of thing. So.
Yeah, so they do a different daughter, and yeah, she just comes in. Except I don't know how the fucking Arab guy has a daughter that's a Welsh woman, but fuck it.
Yeah, no, somehow he had this waifish white British daughter with somebody without any hint of Arab or Middle Eastern in her.
Yeah, her mom must be the whitest of white people.
He actually just fucked a sheet.
Like, he fucked a ghost. An English ghost.
Oh my
god. But you say a goat or a ghost?
Ghost.
Sure, why not? No, he fucked a sheet with a bit of tea on it.
Yep, that's the reveal that it's Nyssa, because, you know, she decides, it's like, yeah, I'm going to fulfill my father's mission. And I guess it has to make sense why somebody would want to wage an all-out war on the city for something other than just, oh, I just hate this place, we're going to destroy it, you know?
Because Gotham's awful.
I mean, it's a mix of that, but yeah.
I mean, so, and also it's convenient, too, that Nyssa decides to lay out her plans right in front of Bruce, just like, oh, yeah, by the way, do you know about this whole thing called Order something, something, something? I'm like, wait a minute, also Star Wars now, because Order 66?
Execute Order 66.
That's pretty much what happens.
That would have been hilarious. By the way, that entire line of dialogue ends up being completely pointless based on this episode.
Because they actually lay out the thing for how the episode ends. Anyways, but also there's that bit in the beginning, which I did kind of like, where Bane lays out his origin thing, which, again, somehow Bane has this whole complicated history that Gordon never suspected or no one in the military ever found out about before he got hired for the army. Okay.
That entire exchange bothered me because for a multitude of reasons. One, I'm 90% sure the voice coming out of that modulator isn't actually a modulated version of the actor. I feel like it's someone completely different. Two, the personality is completely wildly different than anything we established of this character in the prior episode, because he's kind of just going off like he's chewing the scenery, or he's like Al Pacino in any given movie ever.
Yeah, he finally belongs in this type of show.
Yeah.
Exactly. I like him now.
And third, Gordon says, I'm sorry, you're a good soldier. No, you don't think that. You literally called him out last episode saying you were a crazy, reckless person.
No, seriously, Gordon can't decide how much he actually likes or dislike this dude. Just like, oh yeah, we were good buddies back in the military. Next episode, but you were always reckless.
Yeah, pick a lane, man.
It's just the, you know, again, it's those inconsistent things we point out before, how Barbara will sometimes be crazy and then not crazy and be crazy again, you know, certain episodes.
You're a good, reckless soldier. God, I love you, but you keep it by the books this time.
Yeah, it's a freaking Lethal Weapon joke. It just keep going back and forth.
Yeah, so that's been going on, and, you know, it's the whole thing where they decide to inject Gordon with some knockout serum to bring him for experimentations later on with Hugo Strange, because they want to bring him, I guess the idea is they want to create a second Bane, because Bane's like, oh, I want you to be part of my army, kind of thing.
Yeah, it's actually kind of unclear what the actual plan was, because basically, during the course of trying to get the name out of Bruce Wayne, basically, Gordon gets turned into a punching bag, and multiple ribs end up getting broken, and he's, like, slumped over during a conversation going, just kill me, bitch. I don't want to live like this. Like, he's bad.
Kill me, get me out of this freaking city. Yeah, so that happens.
I really like how much Hugo Strange has been playing a part in this final season. I've missed him and his speech pattern.
Yeah, he's fun.
He's had more dialogue this episode than he has in, like, the last two seasons, I feel like.
He just plays the regen fairy. Like, that's just... He just goes around regenerating anyone that the plot needs.
I love how he's like, sorry, I'm gonna pass. And then he's like, oh, consent is not nearly a...
Dude, some of his dialogue here, I just wanted him to have the Zarbon voice or Dragon Ball Abridged, just like, oh, it's gonna be excruciating and lengthy.
See, here I thought, like, oh, that line can only be more intimidating, and instead if it was said doing someone with a Sulu impression, it was someone doing a Bill Cosby impression.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
Well, you know what I love about this one, though?
Well, luckily, Pudding Pops and consent are not a prerequisite.
Anyways,
well, I mean, what do you think about it? I don't know what their plan was, if it was just to make... Gordon to a super soldier and then, like, use him in the army, but I think that's not a bad idea because, again, he's basically One Punch Man.
Yeah! So there's no enemy that he can't take down. I mean, Eduardo's the only person who's ever offered a challenge to him in, like, the last four seasons.
Well, right? to be fair, I'd start with the mind control chip rather than...
Oh, yeah, no.
Okay, so that's actually a good thing. So what ended up happening is after that scene and they regen and get Gordon back to 100% health, they managed to easily just escape their situation as they realized that the whole plan is to get the military to basically bomb the fuck out of the city.
Which is funny because I love the fact that, like, you know, Gordon gets, you know, breaks from his whole restraint thing and he's about to, you know, beat up Hugo Strange and he was like, oh, well, it's been nice chatting with you, but I need an alarm to turn on. And I'm just like, okay, Gordon, now punch him now. Okay, no, punch him now.
Gordon loves alarms.
Or not.
Gordon loves alarms.
The weapon's grade crystal meth is wearing off, guys. It's a harsh... come down.
Yeah, seriously. So I'm assuming now, again, is this the second time that Gordon's been given super strength serum just out of nowhere?
No. This reminds me of the Chech virus, and I assumed it was going to be the exact same thing. Well, we did forget to mention something. While Nyssa was basically hamming it up as the next Gotham villain, she does send Bane to be like, oh, go get Barbara, because guess what? There were two people that caused my father to be killed, the boy standing in front of me, and also the crazy white woman. So go get her.
Get that crazy white blonde lady. But oh, that was great, because now that's a good way to segue over to this crazy plot line, because so Barbara's been brought back to the hospital because she's deeply in labor and everything, and of course Penguin and Riddler show up. They're like, okay, give us a freaking part. And I love it too where Penguin just pulls out a gun to try and make his point. They're like, what, you're gonna shoot the baby? He's like,
I was pointing at the baby.
Like, you were pointing at the baby.
Like, you and Nick was like, you were kind of pointing at the baby.
I was making a general threatening gesture. I loved how they were like, come on, man, even a, like, threatening a baby, even that's a little much even for us.
Right?
Is it though?
I mean, he has never killed children, technically.
But he's eating pie.
He even yells at Barbara's stomach, I'm sorry.
No, and Barbara's had a lot of great, you know, labor-induced one-liners throughout this thing, too, which I love.
Oh, yeah, you gotta do torture me, because literally nothing's more painful than what I'm doing right now.
If you wanna torture me, bring it on.
That is the funniest thing that Barbara's ever said this whole show. I love it.
Yeah.
Well, so that's all going on, but then all of a sudden, a bunch of people fall, you know, Bane and a bunch of his commandos and henchmen show up to try and take her out, which... I love that too, with, you know, the whole bringing the microphone up to his mask face. I mean, total humongous style, just like, all right, I am coming for you, Miss Keen.
It was time for Gotham's Reckoning. Like, I wanted to say that once.
I know.
Such a beautiful voice.
So that all happens, so they have to wheel Barbara out.
You cannot skip over the greatest action sequence of this entire series. Dude, that nun kill was fucking hilarious.
Play fucking whack-a-mole with that nun.
Oh, yeah.
He just nailed that nun.
They could have just tossed her to the side, but then they put the sound effect of, like, a neck breaking.
Yeah.
One Punch Man, like, you bet your rival.
I was wondering what would break first, your face or your neck?
Yep, that did happen. Sorry, Alan, what did you say? I also can't skip.
Oh, you can't skip the greatest action sequence the series has ever had.
Oh, no, I'm literally getting to that part because, so, they decide to, you know, kind of, like, let Penguin and Riddler delay the other guys. So they're like, well, why would we do that? It's like, because you're never going to get off this place without the part that I stole.
And I love how Riddler and Lee had, like, finally first met each other.
Oh, that was so...
killing each other.
Loving,
oh, like, hey, what's going on?
Like, it's like almost a one-night stand level of awkwardness, but, like, we killed each other.
Yeah. For the record, you stabbed me first.
Which she did, to be fair, so... I've been loving that last couple episodes of all the, like, let's just point out how stupid everything's gotten since the last four seasons. Just like, oh yeah, that time when Lee almost killed you because he was controlled by the Tesh virus, you know, and all this stuff.
I love it. It was like, it's basically the show going, hey, remember when we used to be into each other? Yeah, that was dumb.
We forgot to.
Yeah, so Penguin and Riddler decide to try and hold off Bane with this, you know, rocket-powered hospital cart where they put all the gas on there to explode on him. But of course, Bane is apparently fireproof because of that freaking armor. And then we get to the greatest action scene ever filmed on Gotham.
Ever filmed in general. I'm putting it up there.
Where it's Lee awesome. Is wheeling Barbara around and Barbara's like screaming through labor as a bunch of other commandos come after her. She's just pulling out her guns and shooting wildly around her while they're trying to escape through the this
Yeah, let me give the pregnant woman two guns and instead of, I don't know, you know, doing something myself, I'm just going to spin her around akimbo style to do crazy action sequences like I'm playing Devil May Cry.
I loved it where they had the steady cam on her also to watch her wheel around and shoot people. That was so...
In between contractions.
And for audience, in case you're wondering how this episode feels, the start of Wolfenstein 2, when you're in a wheelchair shooting.
Yes!
This is the equivalent of it. I was laughing my ass off going, oh my god, I'm becoming indoctrinated to this crazy ass fucking show.
See, this is the way...
He's finally succumbed.
We've got him!
Yes!
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's happening! Now I just want to be like... I want to be in an aircraft carrier, like, mission accomplished. Yeah. We got him, ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Yeah, you like that stupid fucking puppet shit, but I'm like, this fucking crazy-ass action sequence in which a pregnant lady is being wheelchaired and also mowing dudes out, I'm like, yo, keep this up.
Time I suggest giving a pregnant lady guns, because it's also Barbara.
It's the one time where I seen something actually one-up the movie Shoot 'Em Up. Like,
yes!
Shoot 'Em Up, they shot an umbilical cord off of baby. But no one did shoot while giving birth to a baby, so gotta give it that.
Oh, he's great.
Oh, that crazy film.
Although they do have a shootout while making a baby in that one.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, and I'm pretty sure they did that also in that movie Drive Angry with Nicolas Cage, where he was, like, having a sex shootout as well, so...
I refuse to watch that movie.
Let's cut together all these scenes. I think we can now cut together the life cycle of a full birth with shootouts.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah, it started with Drive Angry, and then ended up with Shoot 'Em Up.
No, ended with Gotham, because then we have the pregnant stage of it all.
So no,
end
the
with
middle.
The shooting the umbilical cord.
Yeah, the shooting the umbilical cord. That's
oh,
where you
right,
off.
There we go.
See, you gotta stick to the timeline.
Like, you shoot the umbilical cord, credits.
There's nothing more beautiful than bringing a life into the world and snuffing out 17 others.
Exactly, one, you know, it takes a village.
Yeah, so...
It takes a village of dead people.
This equivalent exchange, right?
Oh, this episode is insane so far. We're not even all the way through.
We're not even done yet.
Yeah, because after that, there's the whole thing where Barbara and Lee are talking, and Barbara expresses just like, well, why would Jim want me around? I'm a wanted criminal and that stuff. He's going to take away my baby. And Lee, I guess she just assumes things will work out because she's like, oh, well, you know, obviously, no, we're not going to take away your baby. Jim isn't a complete a-hole, you know?
Jim, you mean Captain America is going to take your baby away from you? Yeah, sure, that'll happen.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's the idea that, like, technically those ideas are being fueled by Penguin in her head, so maybe that's why they're trying to excuse it away, but, you know, whatever. I do love it, though, where Barbara's just like, you know, hey, you know, obviously we'll help raise the baby, and, like, I can help too if you want me to. Just like, oh, yeah, that'll be a fun story to tell. Hey, remember that time when I tried to kill Auntie Lee?
Like, no, he was like, oh, Andy, I tried to kill her once or twice, and I'm like, I think you're underserving yourself there.
Like, twice would be a minimum.
I think twice is a little generous, but we'll let it go.
Yep, so that all happens, and literally she's about to deliver right there at that moment, so they just pull out a stretcher for her to deliver the baby on it. So, hey, looks like Barbara, you know, the young Barbara, that's going to be what she's named, has been born now, so that's cool. You know, future Batgirl.
Well, they haven't decided on a name yet.
Ah, I'm sure. Yeah, yeah. So it depends on whether I'm assuming now that's going into the theory that we're going of like Barbara's gonna die in this next episode, and they'll name her after her in her memory.
Well, yeah, the longer really this baby is alive, the better Barbara's chances are.
If she can survive past the point where they name the baby, she'll be okay.
Right.
Yeah, that
we're not there yet, though. So
just
she's,
like her name is Bob. It's a girl, Bob.
She's in the red zone.
Yeah.
Oh, no, because we made the bet a while ago that Lee's going to bite the dust, but now after this, I'm like, ooh, no. Oh, God, I think I might have made the wrong. I might have bet the wrong horse on this
one. Alan, how's it feel? Your wallet already starting to feel lighter already?
Was I actually betting you money? I can't remember what the
this one, but.
No, for Barbara's death, it was $20, my friend.
Oh, was it? Damn.
Or 200, whatever one you remember.
I mean, we had a recording of it, so.
I remember nothing.
200 it is.
Check the recording.
Yeah,
Which episode was this?
I'll have to look back on that.
Listen to them all.
I'll have to look back on that. But, yeah, so that happens, and they manage to escape because Alfred and Selina make their way over after Bruce frees himself and, you know, warns them, just like, oh, yeah, we got to get everyone out of here. And for some reason, Alfred decides, you know what, this giant freaking hulking monster, yeah, I can take him on. Go out. Get Barbara out of here.
Why did he do that?
Yeah.
I was assuming that it's supposed to be a reference to the fact that the first time in the comics that Alfred meets Bane, he shoots him with a fucking 12-gauge shotgun.
I'm sure, yeah.
I wish he brought it, because that would have been amazing.
Again, just thinking DBZ abridged, I just expected him to be like Curlin, just like, what possessed me to do this?
You're a big one, aren't you?
Yeah, so him and Selina try to fight Bane, and that lasts all of a good, like, 30 seconds before Bane pummels him to the ground, lifts him up over the air, you know, like Nightfall style, and throws him against a concrete pillar to break his back. We're just like, ooh.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, God. I just wanted to narrate the whole thing like a wrestling match. Like, and the Stone Cold Stunner.
Oh, it was great and sad, because Selina herself is also crawling on the ground because she got pummeled hardcore, too.
Oh,
which,
no, he's giving him the pain, Adura, emphasis on the pain. Oh, God.
Yeah, this was rough to watch. Like,
I mean, that's the thing. Because you never think of Alfred getting, like, seriously injured like that. Because it's like, oh, yeah, you know, he's been I guess he's been stabbed through the chest once before. Yeah. But this, some reason, because he's not fully dead, it makes it even worse when you watch that.
I think it's the crunch noise that really sells it.
It's definitely the crunch.
Well, and it's also the fact that they're not playing it up like, you know, as they normally do their version of comedy. Like, this was rough, because they're showing Bane as an unstoppable, again, he's a Terminator, he's an unstoppable force. Like,
he's more of a Terminator than the Terminigma that we had earlier this season.
Or, again, when they start doing the giving the name, because they did the identical fucking sequence that they did in Batman and Robin, he feels like he's playing the Batman and Robin Bane, but just, I guess, not as weird and nuts, even though it's Gotham.
He's not doing BOOM! Like that Bane.
Yeah, so. He's not doing that crazy bullshit, but he's still the, basically, hey, point two person. He's basically still the puppy dog, or not puppy dog, he's still the attack dog. He's pointed at a direction, and he does what he needs to do, but it's way more intimidating.
Yeah, so that all happens, and then meanwhile, Gordon and Bruce manage to free the army general, but it turns out, even with Gordon expecting just like, oh, we gotta make sure that Strange didn't put a microchip in you, somehow Strange did put a microchip in him, even though there's no surgical scars, so what, did he put it through?
I ended up putting the microchip in a different head, if you know what I mean.
He made a new one. He just made a new one, it's a suppository.
Like I said, consent is not a prerequisite.
So that's what I'm saying. That's what a part of the fluid is, because he injected it into Gordon to resurrect him.
He put nanobots in him. Yes,
or something like that. Because why else would you want Gordon? Why would you else would you inject anything into Gordon? You want him to live. Why would you want him to live? Because you want an undercover agent. We already and then during that sequence, we established the general didn't have any scars, which means there's some other version within it. It must be some version of Tetch's bullshit.
I'm sure it's just whatever Gotham could think of. Because that all happens, they get back to the military base, and of course, because they said the words, you know, I got this order that the military can use to bomb the entirety of Gotham. The general, brainwashed now, goes, oh yeah, by the way, Gotham is lost. We're going to execute order blank, 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 whatever it's called again.
Which completely negates the need for a Walker / Nissa to tell us what the point of Order 66 was, because he just tells us afterwards.
Yeah, he just follows up afterwards with, like, yeah, wipe out Gotham off the face of the earth. Like,
oh yeah, bombing strike or bombing raid. Yeah.
Do you really need
Why
to
did
give
we
us
even
the
bother
order
with the code then? With code phrasing, but fine.
Yes, but because before that final scene that we see in this episode, we also see the other final scene where Lee and Barbara make it back to the Sirens Club, and those totally useful assassins that seem to be following Barbara are all lying dead on the ground.
Except, hey, Nick, we found
Hey, they finally
man.
Showed up.
He was waiting for days.
Yeah.
Here they are.
They're really good at defending that territory there.
God, I knew I left them somewhere, man. I left them home without food again. God damn it.
I didn't put any holes in the Sirens call. Shit.
Damn it, I put them all in the same tank again.
Yeah, so that happens because Nyssa's tracked her down, and it's like, oh, I got you now, Barbara. And then we cut back to Gordon and Lucius and Bruce getting ready for a fight. But now an army of helicopters have come to pretty much just bomb the crap out of Gotham. Which,
and in case you're wondering what that scene reminds you of, that is the ending of Arkham City.
Yep. No, seriously, they just mashed together a bunch of previous Batman stuff into this one episode. Dark Knight Rises, yep. Arkham City, mm-hmm. just...
Well, because again, Dark Knight Rises takes a lot of stuff from visuals to just story plots and character introductions from the comic run No Man's Sky, which is this entire.
Wait! No Man's Sky?
No Man's Land. No Man's Sky is a video game.
There's no psychedelic space travel.
That one's barren wasteland of apocalypse is the lack of story and general content.
And that's why this takes a lot from it, with the whole Nyssa / Talia Bane being introduced. And the entire premise of this entire season. So it's like, it makes sense that eventually they're going to get to this point, but it does feel very, very rushed.
And also the fact that, like, apparently the whole of the U.S., the whole of the United States is okay with an entire city being demolished like this.
Honestly,
you know?
If Gotham was a real thing, I'd be like, yeah, do that.
I'm with them.
Well,
Gotham
is one of those places. Like, well, come on, guys, we have to get supplies over there. Okay, do you want to fly over there? Fuck no. I mean, someone else do it.
No. Yeah, the last time we did that, Jim didn't make it.
Yeah, did you see what happened to Jerry last time? He got shot down in a helicopter. There's no way I'm doing that too.
Sure. I mean, I generally support going to save the innocent people. But I'm not volunteering. Not me,
yeah,
that's not what I'm going.
Do we have any robots yet?
I will generally support other people to do that.
If Gotham was set in a modern day timeline, maybe they would send in drones. You know, just that would have been better.
Amazon to the rescue.
Why didn't they send in drones?
Because we don't know what year it is in this place.
Amish would shoot them down.
We have GIs coming in right from World War II. Like, they almost...
Yeah, seriously, those giant freaking helmets they're wearing. I'm like, that's been out of style for decades.
Yeah, we took a break from killing those Nazis, and we came over here to Gotham.
It looks like Nom style fucking
Nazis. Yeah, we got zombie Nazis again.
It's Brad Pitt, you know, from Inglourious Basterds. It's like, alright, there, we're here for help out this Gotham.
Clearly it's from Fury, man.
It was the zombie Polish invasion of 1494, 5, 6, 7, 4, 2, 3, 5, 1. Yeah, it's way in the future.
Again, this magical world of cell phones and paper maps and phonographs, you know, so...
It's whatever this technology needs at any given scene. I still stand by a statement. I
was amazed when Alfred was pulling out those floor plans in the Wayne Manor. I'm just like, wait, no, like, computer files, no digital constructs. It's like, no, old-fashioned book, you know?
That surprised
you? Man, there's
got to
be something between cyberpunk and steampunk. That's what Gotham is.
Gotham is created, I think.
Yeah.
Wait, somewhere between cyberpunk and steampunk, so modern day?
Modern punk. Gotham punk.
Modern punk! Punk? I can't wait for the Netflix version.
Oh, boy. So, I think that's about all the major stuff that happened in this episode. Was there anything left that I didn't catch?
We had, like, Jim himself is being updated on the birth as we go, so he's, you know, dealing with that.
Thank goodness somehow cell phones exist in this universe, once again.
Well, he did that. That one was with a walkie-talkie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, a can on a string is also the...
But they do, I mean, not to do your point, there is cell phones in this universe, but that one specifically was with a walkie-talkie.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, which, you know, I appreciate, we're just like, okay, at least that's something that's grounding Gordon as a character. Just like, yeah, you know, he's going to be a father, and that's kind of sweet, you know, a nice little bit of humanity. And of course, right when the baby's born, just like, man, things just couldn't get any better. That's when the general calls in the airstrike, and you're just like, oh, Gotham, you never seem to, you know, surprise
me. Oh, my God, Jerry, what's happening? Someone tempted fate, Steve. Someone tempted fate again.
Someone was happy for 3 seconds at Gotham.
God damn it, rookie.
Yeah, so that's going on. Now, apparently, because I heard some people here don't like me talking about previews for next episode, I'll just say
literally
nothing.
No one.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, so I will say nothing. There you go.
Hey,
happy?
You can just edit it in afterwards.
I might just... but anyways, no, that's going to be episode 11. I will say the title episode is just called They Did What? That's the only thing I'll say.
That's a great way to sum up
one.
They did what?
Just Alan's like, they did what?
Yeah, what? Did I write this episode?
Alan made this episode while he was microchipped and doesn't remember.
Yep, so, and now, if I remember correctly, this episode's not going to premiere until April 18th, which I'm like, again, geez, Gotham.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, no, the original air date is listed as April 18th, 2019. So, hey, look, we got another couple weeks break before this episode.
We got like a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? Oh, good.
I can't wait to the episode after that, which is just, hell no!
Hell no? Wait, the final episode's gonna be called Hell No?
No, it's not.
Nah, you're right. It's gonna be called Bitch Please.
It's just gonna be all, it's fucking over.
Yeah, so.
I would laugh if it's like, oh, by the way, we renewed it for a sixth season. What?
Surprise.
Hey, man, I mean, we're finally at the point where everyone wanted to see Batman show up on the show, and I'm sure that's going to happen, like literally last scene of the last episode. I'm sure that's exactly how it's going
to
end.
I'm sorry, but if you watch it Gotham for five seasons, you've already come to the fact that you're watching the show because there's no Batman in it. It's just other crazy bullshit.
Though, I have to say, would you want to see a mainline, like, Batman set in the Gotham universe?
Fuck
yes.
No.
I mean, I would say yes, but
I don't want Superman, Batman, any of the mainline superheroes to have their own shows. Keep doing spinoffs like CW is doing.
Yeah, well, I mean, we are getting that Pennyworth spinoff supposedly from the same creators, so
I want to check that out because at least we know the main character is never going to get killed, or he will. I don't know.
And also, Alfred is fighting. What is it, Justin?
The Children of Jack the Ripper.
Sorry, what?
That is the actual plot of the season.
Nah, I
love how that's never not funny.
That's not real, yeah.
That is a real news story that I covered on Breakfast Pub.
I don't care. I don't care how many news stories you're sending me.
Every time.
Can we start?
They literally made this joke from Teen Titans Go, the Pennyworth movie.
So when we do when we definitely talk about the first season, can we also call it the final days of Pennyworth? Because that ain't getting a second season.
Pennyworth, the butlering.
The butler.
You've been butled. Yep, so there we go. That is our episode of Gotham. We should wrap this up because this is the most rambly episode we've done in a while, but I love it.
But not one of our longer ones.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Considering it's under an hour.
Yeah.
It's less than the runtime of the episode.
Yes, indeed. So, Alan, why don't you tell the people, where can they find you on the internet?
Yes, if you type in Midnight Chat Tech into Facebook and you see the orange M, you'll see a bunch of embedded links to hear me incoherently babble about all sorts of topics. So it's Midnight Chat Tech is one word, and once you get to the Facebook page, there's embedded links to Twitch and all the other places where we stream.
Awesome. And then Nick?
You can find me trying to figure out this voice modulator.
It's kind of hard. It's got all little knobs on it, man.
But yeah, you can always find us at many of our podcasting projects, including the UGO podcast. That's Unapologetic Geek Out. We just had a great episode that was also equally as rambly with Justin and Patience Robinson Campos. That was went up. We had to do it without Travis. It was it was terrifying for me to do.
Your voice modulator clearly whacked out on that time.
Yeah, I couldn't. It didn't have the technology.
It sounded an awful lot like me too. That was weird.
Mm-hmm. So, and you can always find us at our Netflix and Kill podcast, where we review killer movies on Netflix, Pod Against Evil, our Sin Against Evil podcast. You know, you catch me for Mike Moody's podcast, Create Pod. I was just on that, an episode of that last week, talking about niche podcasting. So you should give that a try over on his The Permanent Record Network.
Oh, I thought you were going to say NISA podcasting. I'm like, what?
as well as the second season of Good Die Young, which should be out pretty soon, which is Les Wyler's podcast. This season about Happy Town.
Oh.
the short-lived APC's series. Otherwise, you cannot find Travis anywhere.
Nope.
Because, again, he is not real. Hashtag Travis isn't real. And you can buy your own Travis voice modulator and pretend you have your own Travis. That's what I do.
Don't you get those proceeds?
You know, if you're lonely. Well, considering, yeah, you do. But again, you don't exist, so they go to me.
Hmm.
How about... Back to you, Justin.
Yeah, you can find me here. You can find me on Breakfast Pub. You can find me on Screener Squad. You can find me on Eye on the Prize when we come back for that, I don't know, several months from now. And, you know, we just got so much content here on oneofus.net. Please, subscribe or ask your family and friends to subscribe. I think they really find something they can enjoy on this website. It's really, really fun. So, thank you guys very much, and I guess we'll see you in 3 weeks. Jeez. Gotham, you're that dude in the back going, stretch it out, stretch it out.
It's just Gotham, you're the something of my existence. It's like bad. It's whatever it is. It's bad.
The broccoli of my...
Damn it.
Yeah, the broccoli of my existence.
On the tip of my tongue. Fuck. It's lost. I got it. It's gone.
Yep, nah, I got nothing either. So, all right. Thank you. And, oh, Bane, that's what it was. Okay, bye.
Oh, man. You figured they said it so rarely during the episode. They so rarely said the word Bane.
Yeah, it seems like a missed opportunity.
They only said it every, 17 seconds or so.
That's how the episode started. Hehehe